Okay, let's start with this opening riff. So we hit the sixth string open with the downstroke, and then with an upstroke, we're going to play the fourth string, second fret with our first finger. And then it's just upstrokes from there. So we have... So we have five of those upstrokes on the fourth string, and then we have this. That's the fifth string open with an upstroke, followed by the top string third fret with the second finger. We're going to hit it and bend it. So here's what we have so far. Then I'm going to let go of that, and with the downstroke, hit the fifth string open, and then hammer the first finger on to the second fret. So we have this so far. And then we start over. And we will just call this riff number one, which makes up the bulk of the front end of the song. Now, if you listen to my demonstration recording, or even the original recording, there is one point in the song where we just stop, hitting the top string open, two-measure break, and then we go right back into the pattern. For about 10 more measures. And then there's even another break where we just hit the top string open along with the fifth string second fret. And then we go into our next guitar riff. That's based around power chords and something else on the other guitar. And that's where the two guitars break away from each other. So let's take a look at what happens there for riff number two.